Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Aaron Rosa.
The Rosa!
Yes. The month of no Josh continues.
It's true.
It's not bad. You know what?
Even
it
this,
feels right.
Even this movie is too scary for
some
Josh.
Some people like it. Yes. Some people love it. That's where we're at with the no Josh. I texted him. I said, dude, grow some balls and show up to this podcast. I sent him the trailer. I'm like, look, it's not even like the last one.
It's ridiculous.
It's not funny. Even scary.
It's an adventure movie.
I said,
it's more Goonies than it is horror.
Yes, it's the Goonies.
Right.
Adult Goonies. It's the principle of things. If I can't stand against scary movies, I stand for nothing. I said, did you watch the trailer? Yup. I was like, nope. Too much of that weird 80s animatronic stuff. Same reason I've never watched Beetlejuice again.
What?
What?
So if Beetlejuice scares him.
Jesus.
Oh. Yeah. He's out.
Nice fucking model. Is too scary for Josh.
No!
Oh, God.
My God.
Jesus.
Well, are you qualified? Well, what is he say? I forget what he says. And I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every time I see it.
Yeah.
So good.
What a great, yeah. We should do Beetlejuice next week just so that it's another Josh-free show.
Oh, my God, yes.
Just lie to him.
Yes.
Just tell him we're watching, like,
seriously,
an Ant-Man movie and then play Beetlejuice.
He was like, what about Dusk Till Dawn? You know, because we told him about the Salma Hayek scene.
That's scarier.
Way scarier.
And I was like,
way
scarier. I was like, that's the only scene you're going to like, bro.
Yeah.
It's way scarier than
this. Oh, my God.
Definitely. Yeah. It was my first
dinner.
Is served.
Yeah.
You know the girl that does that in that movie? Like, where it's like she's super hot and she goes dinner and then she changes into the vampire and says, it is served.
No.
It's in that movie.
I don't remember
that
one.
She threw Joey's baby shower. That actress, that girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It was my first viewing of Army of Darkness. Really enjoyed it. I love the campiness and Bruce Campbell's amazing. So We're gonna recap in full detail. Mm-hmm. Before we get there, I need to thank a new patron. So thank you to Tara H or Tara H. I don't know. I guess it's Tara. Thank you for signing up. She's also a What's Wrong With Wrestling patron, so appreciate that.
Double Patreon.
We're currently going through season 2 of Loki on the Hollywood Hogwash Patreon, and you know, so far it's been really good. Hopefully it stays that way, but come watch Loki with us.
And what's after Loki again?
Invincible.
That's
season
right.
Season 2 of Invincible.
Wow.
Awesome.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So give it a try. Patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. We'll see you there. Tons of bonus content. We also did The Last of Us. What else did we do? Secret Invasion, which was not good, but
no.
You know, we had fun making fun of that shitty show.
Sure.
We're also working on putting together another bracket.
We got brackets in the works for sure. Yes. So there.
We're going to have to do the Marvels. I'm sorry. I'm putting my foot down.
No.
Oh, it's God. Part of the MCU. We have to do it.
Maybe like when it comes out in on Disney Plus. Can we do that?
Maybe. I'm not giving them
That movie's going to bomb so hard. So hard.
Yeah.
So
comes out what? Next weekend?
Is it that quick?
Something like that.
At least it's going to be like an hour long.
It's gonna be
I've heard it's going to be like really short.
It's really?
I think it's like an hour 40. It's the shortest MCU movie to date.
Well, wow, good for them. They finally got something right.
I heard something about like 80 minutes or something.
No,
like
it's
that.
Not. Hour 45. It's not armor. It's not Army of the of Darkness.
Oh, November 10th. So the next week.
An hour 45?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's still like, it's not a short movie. You know, maybe in for today's standards, it is.
For Marvel movies.
But, like, what happened to those 90-minute movies, man? Speaking of which, Army of Darkness was like an hour 15.
Perfect.
It was perfect. Yes,
perfect. It didn't need
You don't have to waste a whole afternoon. I heard Killers of the Flower Moon was great, but it's 3.5 hours, which means if you go to theaters to see it, it's 4 hours.
Right. Right.
With trailers and everything.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
I will definitely have to pee.
Better not have to go pee-pee.
And apparently they're threatening to sue. Now it's like we're already in the middle of it. But apparently they're threatening to sue because some theaters put an intermission.
Right.
And they're saying like, no, that's not, that was against the agreement.
Because
they're
people don't want to piss their pants. It's like, no, we want people pissing their pants.
Please do an intermission because I don't want to miss the movie, but I also have to piss.
Yeah.
Don't make me pee in a cup.
Don't be like a pretentious asshole. Yeah. We got to pee.
Yeah.
I get that your art is precious, but we got to go pee.
Got to go pee-pee. If you're going to make the movie that the length of a French film.
Pee-pee time is pee-pee time.
Martin, we love you, but come on, buddy. You got to know better than that.
Yeah, that's two in a row because Irishman was also 3.5 hours.
And now he's doing silly TikToks. I'm like, you know what? You can't make fun of big budget superhero movies.
He should know better than TikToks now.
He should know better than anybody.
Imagine he goes live on TikTok.
Like, how well does his bladder work at this age? He should know better than anybody.
Like, he's so old that he barely knows how TikTok works. Like, you see sometimes those TikToks to old people where they're just like hitting the phone and they don't know what they're doing. And you're like, that's going to be Scorsese on TikTok. He's going to accidentally go live while he's on the toilet. He's going to be like taking a shit. What happened here? What happened? We're going to see his balls in the toilet.
Yeah. Or he'll say something that'll cancel him because he thinks he's just taking a shit.
Yeah.
Say something about Jews while he's shitting.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Right. Exactly. Hot topic. Hot topic, Aaron.
Oh, my God. All right. So I guess hit the fucking music. Let's do the Hollywood Hogwash. We usually don't start with the sad news, but this one was so shocking and
the biggest
sudden
news.
And sad. And yeah, it's the biggest news. But Matthew Perry.
So no one told you that life was gonna be this way.
Yeah.
Clap, 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 clap.
Matthew Perry was found dead in a hot tub at his home in Los Angeles on Saturday. The early report is that he drowned, but why he drowned is currently unknown.
Yeah, I mean, the guy fought drug addiction. Even when they had that HBO Max whatever reunion last year,
right?
He looked horrible.
Oh,
like his mouth was like...
Yeah.
It was like really flat here, or I don't know. It was weird.
He recently came out with a tell-all book that like revealed... I mean, I remember like seeing the headlines at the time. I don't really remember now, but I was like, dude, holy shit, really?
He revealed he wanted to fuck Aniston. Yeah, welcome to the show, dude. Yeah.
That's true.
Who didn't back then, or still...
Yeah. Same reason wrestlers die at that age. They destroy their heart.
Like any normal person falls asleep in a hot tub, you wake up. You know, like if you go underwater, you'll wake up.
Well,
have to be heavily sedated, I imagine.
Also, how many times have you been to a hot tub by yourself? Even if you have one at the house, like,
that doesn't seem
very fun to me.
No.
I've just heard about so many of those. Like, if you're over 50, just don't get in the fucking hot tub. I've heard about so many people dying of heart attacks.
Saunas.
Being in a sauna or a hot tub.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. Especially by yourself,
He was 54 years old. Ugh. Which is like, God, he was in his early 30s when, like, Friends ended.
Yeah.
Or I guess, so he was, like, 35 when Friends ended, 2004.
Yeah.
He was young for sure. Man, that's... Really sad. Chandler was like my favorite on the show. Him and Joey were the two best characters.
Of course.
They were the two funniest characters.
It was great.
Yeah. So RIP Matthew Perry. Moving on, a new MCU timeline book has retconned an error from Spider-Man Homecoming that fans mentioned when the film first came out. Because it shows, the first scene is, it shows, you know, Michael Keaton as Adrian Toomes. Like right after the Battle of New York, he's cleaning up the mess. He gets screwed out of the contract. Then it says 8 years later. The movie says Homecoming is set 8 years after the Battle of New York.
Okay.
And fans were quick to point out, like, no, that can't be right. Like, it doesn't make sense when you look at the timeline. And the book confirmed, like, it was actually 4 years. Like, so they corrected it.
Oh, wow. There's books that talk about this?
Yes, there's apparently some new MCU book. The book also confirms that Scarlet Witch died at the end of Multiverse of Madness.
Well, she clearly did. I don't think they needed to make that official.
Well,
but again, a lot of people were like, well, maybe she lived. They can always bring her back.
Again, that's what's so shitty about the multiverse is that you can do anything now.
Yeah.
Right. We talked about Killers of the Flower Moon earlier. And the cinematographer of the movie told Insider that Leonardo DiCaprio wore butt pads. This is a little tiny bit of the spoiler.
Okay.
But he said Leonardo DiCaprio wore butt pads in a scene where he gets spanked by Robert De Niro.
Really? Butt pads? He couldn't get spanked?
Right. Rodrigo Prieto said, I do remember them doing them quite a few times and thinking, oh, that must hurt. There was some padding on his butt, but you could tell De Niro was really hitting him.
Oh, my.
He spanked a grown man?
Like, yeah. Like, I mean, really, this is Leonardo DiCaprio who, like, actually cut his hand open on the set of Django and finished the scene.
Right.
You know, like, so this seems silly. Maybe it was just like, yeah, do it. This is what they want, you know, to... Like, what is he? He's going to sue because De Niro actually spanked his ass red. What the fuck was happening in that scene? Maybe it was with a paddle. I don't know.
I'm assuming none of us have seen it yet.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to watch it at home.
Yeah, I'll watch it one day.
In like 3 days.
Over the course of 4 days.
Right. Yeah. It's like a Netflix series.
I still haven't seen The Irishman just because it's so damn long.
Yeah, same.
Again, but The Irishman's, you know, it's mid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's right. just... Right. When you compare it to all of his other amazing films, it does, you know.
It's not a must watch.
It's not. Yeah. No. It's fine, but the fucking.
Yeah.
The special effects they use to make them younger is just weird.
Right.
Like De Niro's supposed to be like in his early 20s at one point, but it just looks like a 70-year-old man with a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Even though it was CGI, like it just looked weird.
Right. Yeah. I think I saw that clip and his face just looked like blurry. Basically.
Yes. They also changed his eyes to have blue eyes. Like they were going to just have him put blue contacts in, but they were like, they got lazy about it. Like, no, we could do it in post. And it looks terrible.
It looks
so fake. There's one point where there's a close up of him and he looks cross eyed with the fucking blue eyes.
Fix it in post.
It's like Shawn Michaels. Like, again,
fix it in post.
Jesus.
Also, in a recent interview with The Guardian, David Fincher admitted that he and Aaron Sorkin have talked about a follow-up.
Keep going.
A follow-up.
Thank you.
To The Social Network.
A follow-up? Oh, just like what's happening now?
Given all that has happened with Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, and Meta. I feel like this is just some bullshit that he said.
Yeah.
Like maybe. They got drunk and talked, why don't we do a sequel? You know, like just drinking alcohol and fucking around. I can't imagine that.
No.
Like, you got to wait till the ending. Like, you got to see what actually happens with Mark Zuckerberg.
Right. Before you do anything else.
You have to see the death of Facebook. Before
Plus, what would it be like all that. Like Congress kind of shit?
Yeah, just right.
Talking to Congress?
Yeah.
That'd be stupid.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, I love that movie.
Yeah,
great. Watched it many times.
Great, great, great movie.
Yeah, a sequel would just be a movie with no beginning and no end, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys have anything else?
I had a couple things.
All right.
So we already hit a couple RIPs, but there was another one, probably a little bit lesser known, Richard Mull.
He died?
Night Court. Yeah, Bull Shannon from Night Court.
Oh, wow.
And also, just a couple news things. So the Daredevil Born Again show, we've been talking about the rewrites, changes. The showrunner set for Daredevil Born Again is Dario Scardapane.
Sure.
From The Punisher.
Mm. Oh.
So that gets me a little excited.
Okay, that's good news. Yeah.
And Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead from Loki Season 2 are set to direct.
Okay.
So
I like that.
Yeah, that's all good news.
That is good news.
And also there is going to be a Highlander reboot starring Henry Cavill coming out of Lionsgate. It's apparently set for 2024.
Huh.
Highlander. That's Highlander. I like those movies.
It's not a movie for everybody, but right. I really enjoyed it.
The original won the Academy Award for greatest movie ever made. It's from Talladega Nights. What is the Highlander?
Yeah. And just a funny little thing, because it's kind of a crossover between sports and hogwash. But after Denver beat Kansas City, they played Shake It Off loudly in the stadium.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
It's kind of awesome.
It'd be great if it was also like, and Taylor Swift has broken up with Travis Kelce.
Yeah, yeah.
Or vice versa. She wasn't there. That's why they lost.
They probably have to do like, Taylor Swift has left the building.
Confirmed.
Yeah. Anything else? The last thing I had was one more RIP, the original Shaft.
Yep.
Richard Roundtree died last week to pancreatic cancer.
Oh, wow.
You damn right. Yep. He was 81, so yeah. All right, on to Army of Darkness.
Oh, yeah.
What a fun movie.
Let's dive in.
My name is Ash, and I'm a slave. The year is 1300 AD, and I'm being dragged to my death. The funny thing is, like, what were you, a slave all for 5 minutes?
Right.
Yeah.
They basically just walked him from where they found him back to the castle.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Bridget Fonda's in the movie for 2 seconds, and then another 2 seconds later, he's like, that's my girlfriend. There she is.
Yeah.
And he recaps Evil Dead 2. You know, they show, it's like a 2-minute recap or whatever, showing everything from Evil Dead 2. And then him in the car fall from the sky, like at the end.
By the way, do you know the backstory with that car?
No.
So, for starters, that's Sam Raimi's car.
Okay. You know,
and he uses that car in all of his movies.
Right.
Like, there might have been one or two that didn't get in there, but he uses it in all of them. I'm almost certain.
Was it Uncle Ben's car?
I think it was Uncle Ben's car in Spider-Man.
Oh.
He included most of his early movies, each time more banged up than the last.
Right.
That's funny.
But, and then the items in the trunks are not product placement. It's what actually he had in his trunk.
Right.
That's cool.
And the other backstory is Bruce, I think Bruce and Ted also was in on this. For years, they kept trying to destroy the car because Raimi loved this car, and he kept trying to like steal it and go take it to a junkyard and have it put in a compactor or something. He tried to destroy
Ted
it.
Raimi?
Bruce Campbell and I think Ted Raimi also
tried
to destroy it for years, but they never could.
That's funny. So some of the soldiers like strike the car with their swords. They don't know what to make of it. They're like, what is this armor? And then they changed what happens at the end of Evil Dead 2.
Right.
Because at the end of Evil Dead 2, he lands there. They show up. They're about to kill him. But then he shoots like a demon bird. And then they're like, all hail, you know. And he's like, no. So they change it up. They think Ash is with Duke Henry the Red. So they put him in chains. And... I mean, this movie's hilarious. The townspeople are like punching and kicking him as he walks by.
Little kids, yeah.
They toss one man in the pit first, and he screams, and then a river of blood shoots out.
Yes.
It's fucking great.
A geyser of blood.
Yeah.
By the way, that part where they're throwing rocks at him, so it was supposed to be fake rocks they were throwing.
Uh-huh.
But Sam Raimi had them throw potatoes to get a more realistic reaction. Yeah. Bruce
and they kept those in, apparently.
And they kept that take.
Yeah.
That's awesome. They shoot another man with an arrow that goes through his armor, sticks him into a pole. Those are some good arrows.
Yes, through metal.
Then they push Ash in the pit, and a demon woman beats the shit out of him. Like, it's funny, because you just saw the other guy, the blood shoots up. So, like, what could have done that? And then she just shows up and just starts punching him in the face.
Punching him in the face.
And then she kicks him in the nuts, and he says, why you...
Why
like,
you?
You know, like Aaron said, like it's very Three Stooges, and
yeah.
Then walls with spikes start closing in, but some old guy tossed Ash the chainsaw, and he cuts the woman in half.
Yeah, it's like the old wise man. I guess he's just throwing it to him because he's like, let's see what this thing does.
Sure.
Here you go.
Yeah. Then another demon comes out of the wall, but Ash cuts off his hand and it goes flying into some guy's face. Ash climbs out of the pit and tells the soldier who took him, your shoelaces are untied. And then he uppercuts him when he looks.
Yep.
Which, like, I forgot who said when we were watching it, like, do they have shoelaces?
They had shoes, you know? Yeah. Maybe there's laces. Who knows?
And then he's like, all right, who wants some? And they're all, like, scared of him. The soldier pulls out his sword, but Ash shoots it with his boomstick.
Yes.
This
goddamn right.
Is my boomstick. And this he's like, you can get it at your local hardware store.
This is one of those movies. It's just, it's so quotable. He's got so many lines in this movie.
Yeah.
The demon from the pit emerges, but Ash shoots him back in with the boomstick. Next up, we like Ash is already like royalty at this point. Yeah. Like he's being fed grapes by beautiful women.
Yes.
And then another old demon woman screams, you shall die.
Yeah, she just came out of nowhere.
Yes.
I was thinking, does he really want to go back home?
Right.
It's like hot chicks feeding him grapes. Like,
yeah, you work at a
Kmart.
That's right.
All right.
S-Mart was called, right? S-Mart. So she gets up. Ash shoots her to death eventually. And then the wise man tells Ash that he needs the Necronomicon, a.k.a. the Book of the Dead, to get back to his time. Ash makes himself a metal hand. And he crushes something with it, which scares the people. And then he says, groovy.
Well, he tries to pick up a mead, a wine or something, and breaks the cup.
There's one woman there that hates him because she thinks that he killed her brother or something like that. But then he just aggressively grabs her and says,
forces give me some his tongue down her throat.
Everyone does to her in this movie, really.
Basically, yeah.
Give me some sugar, baby. And she does. It's the 1300s, you know. What are you going to do? It's like, we were watching, I was like, what is this, the 1950s? And Joe's like, it's the 1300s, even worse.
Even worse. What are you going to do, call HR? You get canceled, there's no TV?
Yeah. So Ash goes to the haunted forest to find the Book of the Dead, but he senses the evil chasing him. So he tries to escape, but he falls off his horse and into some shitty water after hitting a tree branch. He locks himself in a cabin and manages to stop the evil from entering, but obviously... not really.
Yeah.
No. And then it's like this next 10 minutes is like Evil Dead 2 all over again, which was great.
Yes.
By the way, I've always wondered, I don't think they ever show at any point like what the evil looks like.
Yeah.
Like
no.
But you could like clearly the characters can see it.
Yeah.
Because they can see it.
Yeah, they look at it, they react.
They look at it and they're running away from it. So what does it look like? Like, is it just smoke or something?
Do they never show it in the series?
No, they never show it in the series either.
Yeah.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's
something.
When you think about it, it's like, this is just like a really horrible 2 days for this guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is like...
right. Right.
So sees his reflection in the mirror, so he charges at it and smashes it to pieces. I guess he was just like, well, you know, I know what happened yesterday.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah.
Or that day.
Yeah.
Earlier, maybe that day.
Yeah, this was like 12 hours ago, maybe, that he was cutting his hand off in a cabin.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, it's this guy.
So the glass smashes to pieces, and he's still looking at it, so he sees like a bunch of tiny ashes, and the tiny ashes pop out of the glass and stab him in the ass.
Amazing.
He tries to stomp on one of them
while so much fun
singing London Bridge is falling down, but the tiny ash grabs a nail, so he stabs his foot.
Yep.
This is almost kind of a hard movie to review because there's so much like physical comedy
action of course.
Stuff.
Yeah, of course.
The tiny ashes tie him to the ground. Just like
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah. And one jumps down his throat. So his first thing, he tries to drink. He drinks boiling water.
And he's fine.
To try to kill the guy.
Yes.
Doesn't work. he notices an eye on his shoulder. And then the tiny ash grows to normal size, and they're basically conjoined twins.
Yeah.
They manage to separate, and
they're fighting each other, punching each other in the face because they can't go anywhere.
Right. Ash shoots Bad Ash in the face. He cuts Bad Ash to pieces and buries him while Bad Ash trash talks him.
Bad Ash, Billy Gunn.
Yes. Evil Ash. I guess Evil Ash is better.
Yeah.
Ash finds three books of the dead. Oh, fuck. What did I just do? finds three books of the dead instead of one.
Yes.
So he's like, oh, fuck, which one? He opens one book and gets sucked inside. And then he crawls out of the book, but his face is like super long. And he has to shake his head a bunch of times to get it back to normal.
And by the way, when they got here, like they rode out here with him and it's like, there are the books.
Yeah.
They didn't like wait there for him. They were just like, all right, have fun. And they just fucked off back to the castle. Yes. And just right. let him like, well, if he lives, he can make his own fucking way back to the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah. He grabs the second book, but it bites his hand. And then it's like, yeah, Bruce Campbell pretending to fight with a book, just like with his hand in the previous movie.
Yeah.
Before he grabs the third book, he tries to recite the words the old man told him, but he forgot the last word.
Classic Ash.
And he tries to cough and mumble the words. He's like,
clack to barada.
I said the word, okay.
That's so funny.
He grabs the book, but the graveyard just starts like exploding.
Yeah.
Basically. And then skeleton arms reach up from the ground and they slap him, they punch him, they poke him in the eyes.
This is great.
That's one of my favorite scenes of the movie.
The yeah. most Three All Stooges the, oh my God. Of the whole movie.
He puts the block for yeah. the eye gouge up.
Got the whoop.
And then you get two.
Eye pokes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Ash rides off, but evil Ash rises from the grave and he says, I live again. Ash brings the book back and demands the wise men send him back to his time. The townspeople are disappointed. They're like, oh, I thought he was the one. What the hell? Especially Sheila, who says, oh, we shared something special. And Ash says, that's just a pillow talk, baby.
That's just something we call pillow talk, baby.
Then a flying demon kidnaps Sheila and brings her to evil Ash, who says, give me some sugar, baby.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then he proceeds to rape her.
Basically. And he rapes her to turn her.
And if a deadite, if you get raped by a deadite, you turn into a deadite.
Yes. Everybody knows this, right?
Clearly. Back when you could just kind of toss rape scenes into movies as a like a comedic thing.
Well, like he's kissing her, then all of a sudden she's topless.
Yeah.
By the way, there's other topless women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, where'd they come from?
Can we see more of this?
Yeah. Did this just turn into a porno?
Yeah. If you have an R rating, you might as well show titty.
Exactly.
They kind of do, and then it just kind of, it's just gone.
They tried so hard to cut this down to PG-13, and they just, it never did.
No, all like, that blood, no way.
Yeah.
Ash convinces the townspeople to fight with him against the dead. He reads his chemistry 101 book that was in his trunk, and it vents gunpowder.
Yeah, you know? Like, yeah, basically, right?
The Army of Darkness shows up to the castle wall, so Ash has his men shoot arrows with gunpowder that explode on impact, and it's, you just see all these skeletons exploding, and then evil Ash's reaction to the demons, to the skeletons exploding is probably my favorite part of this movie.
So good.
He said, oh! Oh!
That's almost like it's hurting him. Especially with just like, it's like that fake mouth.
Yeah.
You're just like, gah!
Yeah.
Gah!
And like the skeletons reacting as if they're just like regular guys. Yeah. Like one hits his stomach. He's like,
yeah. Fireballs flowing out of him like, oh!
Oh no!
Oh no! It's fucking awesome. The Army of Darkness manages to get in the castle, but Ash shows up in his modified car that has blades that chop them up, run them over and everything. But then he crashes after he sees Sheila, because just like in Evil Dead 2, they could do that trick where they look normal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then she tries to stab him, but Ash kicks her into the pit. Then Henry the Red and his men show up to help. Sheila attacks Ash again and says, you found me beautiful once. And he says, honey, you got real ugly. And then flips her off the top of the castle.
Yeah.
Ash and Evil Ash have a sword fight. Ash sets Evil Ash on fire and kicks him off. But Evil Ash comes back as a skeleton and says, I've got a bone to pick with you. Then Evil Ash gets the book, but he stupidly jumps onto a catapult, like taunting him.
Right.
And Ash cuts Evil Ash's hand off to get the book back, and then he catapults Evil Ash into the sky, and he explodes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And Sheila goes back to normal because of this. We all figured he was going to have to fuck her back to normal.
He did. It was, I think it was a deleted scene.
Deleted scene.
Deleted scene.
Then Ash's men and Henry's men are about to fight again because now that they've defeated the Army of Darkness, they hate each other again. And I thought it was going to be
very Game of Thronesy.
Yes. Yeah. I thought it was going to be this moment where, like, Ash, because he's in the middle of them.
Right.
So you figure Ash is going to be like, hey, guys. Right. But instead, the two leaders just hug out of nowhere.
They walk to each other, drop their swords, and just do a big bro hug.
Yeah. And what did she say? Like, now we will it's all like, the men.
Now we will have man sex.
Ash will fuck the only woman here.
Yeah, she is the only woman, unfortunately.
Unfortunate. Oh, poor Ash. Yeah, that's hilarious. The wise man gives Ash some drink that will send him home because it allows him to sleep for centuries.
Yeah.
And then Ash kisses Sheila. She's like, oh, no, I'm going to miss you. And he's like, yeah, yeah, all right. And
why doesn't she just take some of the drops?
Right?
Go with him.
Well, but he has Bridget Fonda back home.
No, no, she died. No,
she's dead. She died in the cabin.
She died in the cabin. He does not have her. Right?
Oh.
Yeah. She was his girlfriend that died in Evil Dead 2. They just recast her as Bridget Fonda.
But that's okay, because when we go flash...
But then we go back, she has another girlfriend.
Well, he makes just well, a girl that's like, run... like... She's just like, I'm a whore. And he's like, okay, he'll do. He'll do. She's not even in the credits, but she's very familiar. I know she was in a couple of things.
Yeah, right. I recognize her too, yeah.
I wish I can remember what.
So back in the present, Ash is working at S-Mart, and he's telling Ted Raimi the story, and Ted Raimi's like, uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ted Raimi is also one of the townspeople, but he doesn't really do anything. Then the new girl tells him that she liked the story. However, a demon... I think it's the same demon woman from earlier, right?
I guess.
Like, the demon woman shows up, attacks them.
Well, it's a demon woman, because she's like, who are you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Ash gets the boomstick and says, lady, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the store. And then after a brief fight, Ash shoots the demon to death, and then he kisses the new girl.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends.
So here's a fun little thing. So even if he gets back, He's now home, but the cabin thing still happened.
Yes.
He still went to a cabin with people.
He still went back in time.
That got brutally murdered.
Yes.
So he's now trying to re-enter life after having this whole cabin incident that people got murdered.
Sure.
And no one believes in the evil. So they actually address that in the Ash versus Evil Dead show.
Oh, really?
Like they comment on like that's a thing and that's not just swept under the rug.
Good, because yeah, you're like, wait, you went back to Kmart?
It's like now you're S-Mart? Working at Kmart.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, but what about all those murdered corpses in the
right.
cabin?
Plus,
you were
he has
at?
Scars on his face. Like, this was
right.
like a day later.
Right.
I'm back at work. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. I'm back.
Right.
But so I guess that's amazing.
Let's talk about the original ending. Because when we saw this, it was like this ending really felt like, you know, the studio forced them to do ending.
Yes.
Because you watch Evil Dead 2, and this is nothing like that ending.
Right.
Right.
You know? So the original ending, Ash traps himself in a cave and takes the drops, and he's supposed to take 6, but he unknowingly takes 7.
That's right.
Because like the cave rumbles, and then 2 drops come out when he's taking the, you know.
I think he counts 5 twice.
Yeah,
he gets distracted.
It's so good.
Because it's like 5, and then, and then 2 come out. He awakens, walks out of the cave, but sees the world is basically destroyed. And he just yells, I slept too long!
Yeah.
And that's how it ends.
It's so good.
And, you know, the other ending is like has action and it's cool, but this just fits more with
the campy, with the movie. Corny. Yeah, right.
It fits with the previous movie better.
Yeah, for sure. So it turns out Universal Pictures objected to this original ending, feeling it was too negative and depressing in tone. So a more positive and optimistic ending was filmed and ultimately incorporated into the theatrical cut.
I'll say this, though. The alternate ending, it fit with Evil Dead 2 better.
Yeah.
But the theatrical ending fit with Army of Darkness better, I thought.
Because I agree with that.
Army of Darkness was more like, he was very easily fighting all these demons. It was more
sure.
comedy.
Right.
Yeah. Any other trivia about this?
No, I
what was that thing you were telling me earlier?
Bruce Campbell, this is the first and last studio movie, right?
Yeah.
So like when they did the first couple Evil Deads, those were like more independent films.
Right.
They did them, right? And then hope they get picked up. This is the first like studio back film and the last that he was the lead actor. And that's so sad.
Yeah.
He's so good.
I know.
And he has such a great look. Like, how many years after this was he not, you know, in anything? And then again,
I saw a couple of his, like, straight-to-video movies.
Yeah.
Like, and it's weird because one of them is, like, he's in another, like shitty B-movie where he's transported to, like, medieval times.
Really?
And he has to save... I swear to God, it's like, yeah, it's like they ripped off Army of Darkness.
But here's the thing, though. Would you rather watch Bruce Campbell in a big budget studio movie in some dumb plot that's just boring and lame, or would you rather see him in Bubba Hotep? I mean, he's just better in movies, but
I get that. I think what Joe's saying is, like, he's a good enough actor to be in a legitimately good movie.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, so, he could have been like in Independence Day or something.
That's true.
You know, so I we both talked about reading his book.
Yeah.
I wrote, directed, and starred in this movie called Dodge Collins. I didn't write it for myself. I was hoping someone else would be the star because I was a little young at the time. It was written for more of like a Bruce Campbell type,
right?
Where he's just this B movie actor his whole life. So it was kind of, he's the inspiration for that character. But I guess that's just his life. But again, he's done some stuff. What was the name of that show where he was a former hitman? It was very, very popular.
Burn Notice.
I saw a few episodes of that. That was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. He had a long run on that show. That's
he did.
True.
Yeah, he did.
What was the other...
6 years.
Yeah. You found other trivia... You found another thing where, like, they were fighting over the rights or something?
Well,
what was it?
I'll read it. I don't understand it. But I'll read it.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell was displeased with the studio delaying the film's release from summer 92 to February of 93 and its re-editing of it. There were issues because the studio was unwilling to pay an additional $3 million to finish the movie, and they were using the film as leverage in a conflict with producer Dino De Laurinaitis over the rights to the character of Hannibal Lecter from Silence of the Lambs.
Huh. Yeah, there was like...
What?
Yeah. There was like four different cuts of this movie.
And it said... Yeah.
Because it was originally NC-17, and they kept, the studio kept trying to cut it down to PG-13.
I guess we just watched the theatrical version.
I think so.
Did a director's cut come out?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
There is a longer, like, 96-minute director's cut, I think, that has the alternate ending in it.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Do you know what they originally, what Sam Raimi originally wanted to call this?
What?
Medieval Dead.
That would have been good. And then it was released in Japan as Captain Supermarket.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
They're very literal with their titles.
They just shot a whole new movie for Japan.
Yeah. So every time, you know, he sent, like, I think several cuts to the Motion Picture Association to try to get a better rating. And he just kept leaving in where he cuts off a woman's head in the first 20 minutes of the film. And they're like, no, you keep cutting off a woman's head. You can't do it. It's not going to happen. So they gave up.
Dang. At least we had it in Evil Dead 2, where he does it in the first like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Cuts his girlfriend's head off.
Oh, yeah. Ted Raimi was four characters in this.
Oh. Yeah.
The cowardly warrior who doesn't want to die.
Yeah.
The man who shouts, "You can count on my steel." Remember, we were making fun of Hobbit. The swordsman with an eye patch, and then the S-Smart store clerk.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. All right, what do you want to rate the movie?
It's really cheesy. So I'd probably give it, it's so good though. And I love how short it is.
I gave Evil Dead 2 an 8. I think I'd go 8 at this as well. I love both of them
Sounds good.
I'd give it an 8, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do some fan questions. Tone EC, can you assign Josh to see a showing of the Taylor Swift concert movie? I could see him waddling in the theater full of preteens with his jumbo popcorn and soda. Imagine his reaction to all those preteens singing and dancing to the movie. You know what's fucked up? He'd probably, I'm sure he'd rather watch that than this.
He would probably love it. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan, I've been rewatching every Batman movie and I just finished with The Dark Knight. And even though I've seen this movie 100 times, this time I teared up at the end because I truly felt at the end how Batman took the fall to preserve not only Harvey's legacy, but also the hope that Gotham could be a better place. Batman is truly the hero we needed, but didn't deserve.
Oh.
It's true.
Somebody's just trying to tickle Andrew's balls today.
I am half-mast right now, for sure. Jesus. Yeah. PCJ, best haunted house experience. trick-or-treating experience or Halloween party you attended memory? So there's a really cool haunted house in like 10 minutes from us. It's just like a fucking family's house, and they do this really, really cool haunted house experience every year. They hire actors, and like it's like legitimately scary.
You so want to go on Tuesday?
Yeah, maybe.
Is Leo old enough for it?
Well,
now?
No, it's like every other year. He did it a long time ago.
Oh, he did? Okay.
When he was younger, he had like no fear.
Yeah.
Now that he's older, he's like, yeah, I don't know.
Right.
So
it's a
toss up whether he's going to want to do it. So we'll see.
Yeah. There's one in the neighborhood too, though.
Yeah.
Is it that crazy family? Like, not crazy family, but around the corner where they have all that stuff?
Maybe. I don't know.
On the way to.
Could be.
There's this neighborhood we go to nearby where we trick or treat. And every year there's this one dude that dresses up like Michael Myers with the mask. Uh-huh. And he just walks around the neighborhood, like just staring at people.
That's awesome.
It's super creepy.
Yeah, that's great. I've done two haunted houses in my life that were legit. One was in the frat house, which was basically a haunted house, that Sigep house that we had. And then I when I was living in LA, before Joe was born, I had like a 3-story townhouse I lived in with a friend, and we turned it into a haunted house. It was amazing. Like all like black bags, like black trash bags. I divided the stairs. So you go up, you hit every bedroom. You go up to the 3rd story. There was another big reveal up there.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
It was funny. The in 2020, like we didn't do trick or treating. I don't know if anyone did. Maybe it was very little, but like Joe came over with his family, and like we had this whole like show for Leo.
Oh, right.
Because Leo was like 7 or whatever, or 6, something like that. And yes. So like he would go into each room and then someone would be in there to scare him.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And it was great. It was a lot of fun.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Bill Capri, Push Fire Barry, Dumb Horror Tropes, Car Won't Start, The Group Splits Up, The Officer Is Useless.
Push Fire Barry those, huh?
The Officer's Useless?
Fire that?
No, push that.
Push that?
Yeah, I would.
Are we probably saying like, what do you want to see in the movie?
I guess. What's the best? Which one's the best?
I would fire The Group Splits Up. It's so dumb.
Right.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Barry, The Car Won't Start.
Yep.
Pete, have you guys seen any of the director's cut and any opinions on the original? Yeah. Studio involvement. Did you ever see the director's cut?
I think I saw the director's cut once a long time
ago. I don't think I have.
There's just basically a bunch of extra deleted scenes.
Yeah.
Right. S. Thorne, maybe impossible, but favorite one-liner from this movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Something we call pillow talk, baby. I love that line.
I mean, he's
all been there.
Like so many Ash lines in this. He's got groovy.
Yeah.
He's got give me some sugar, baby.
It's really good.
It's really good. We were all laughing when it happened.
I'd go with groovy.
Yeah.
Rizzler, this movie nearly killed me growing up. I'd walk around the house dropping ashes one-liner as a 7-year-old. You can only imagine how well it went with my Italian dad after I responded to him once. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but 2 things right now. Jack and shit, and Jack left town.
So good.
I'm all out of bubblegum.
Yeah, basically.
I always thought Ash was an idiot for leaving at the end. 100% I was staying. What would you have done?
We talked about that.
Yeah, these are the kind of movies where the guy stays behind.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Jogo Roxy, Push Fire Barry, Boomstick, Chainsaw, Helicopter Car.
Push Boomstick.
No, push the chainsaw arm.
I would push Chainsaw.
Come on, that's awesome.
Yeah, but Boomstick.
Fire the Helicopter Car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Omar, should have reviewed From Dusk Till Dawn. Idiot Josh got distracted by the word pussy so much he doesn't realize it was a scary movie. Yeah, he would have shit himself. Yeah. He would never trust us again.
I'm surprised you didn't have us watch that just so we could watch Salma Hayek in her foot.
Well, I watch that every day, Aaron. So
it's on YouTube.
I watched it earlier. It's
what we do.
Right.
It's a poster in my bedroom.
We should do it one day. It's so fucking fun.
It is.
When we meet her I think soon. I think this is going to happen soon, by the way.
Okay.
This wedding's going to happen soon.
You said
she'll be there.
She's going to be at some wedding of yours.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yes.
All right. That is all for fan questions. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast wherever you're viewing us. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Hollywood Hog Pod. Become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/Hollywood Hogwash. And next week, I don't know. Let us know what you want us to review. You know, suggestions, and we'll see. We'll see you guys next week.
Hey, Selma. Nice to meet you. Hey, could we reenact this one scene?
Yeah.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.